We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're still hearing from Penn State's coaching staff. We've spent the previous 2 segments hearing from James Franklin. We still got more from James Franklin and maybe a quote or two from Terry Smith, Penn State's cornerbacks coach as well. We're going to shift from the offense. We spent a lot of time talking about the running backs and then drifted into the wide receivers and figuring out how that whole picture fits together, which will be fascinating to watch early in the year. Now we're going to shift to defense where James Franklin has really talked at length about defensive ends. He spent a little bit of time talking about defensive tackles, and I want to start with maybe a couple of the younger guys and how he feels about the four deep at defensive tackle. So here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think the four deep right now we feel good about. But I think we're going to need to have seven, you know, that we you know, feel really good about. Some of the guys that we brought in are probably a lot further ahead than I thought. Hakeem Beamon has flashed. He is an explosive guy that can get his hands inside, can play with great pad level. Our boy Darkwa, I mean, literally steps off the plane and we hand him equipment and throw him on the field, and he's been impressive. But you know what I've tried to talk to the staff about is we can't take anything for granted with him. You can't assume anything. Like we found out this week, he's never practiced more than 2 days in a row on a game week. You know, so just things like that. We want to be all over him to help his transition. It's hard for our guys to transition from New Jersey. You know, it's hard for our guys to transition from Florida or Oregon, like Michael's come from Germany, where everything's different. But he seems to be handling it really well. But we want to be there every step of the way with him because we're obviously aware it's a huge transition.
I'm not sure how much of what he just said there about both Hakeem Beamon and Joseph Darkwa impacts 2019, because correct me if I'm wrong, it would be a pretty big surprise if either one of these guys is much of a factor in 2019. It's possible. If we're talking about four deep and we're talking about needing eight defensive tackles, crazier things have happened. But I think the more important thing is that, you know, there are some sincerely good vibes when it comes to Hakeem Beamon, who I know Ross Tucker loved Hakeem Beamon from the jump, seemed to have an advanced feel as a high school player of how to use his hands, how to get leverage and that kind of thing, has a body that can be built up into a defensive tackle. I'm not sure he's there yet. Joseph Darkwa on the other side, you know, talking about some of the things that you can't take for granted with him, which is funny. He's going to need to find his legs over here. But when it comes to his body and his athleticism and his just pure raw strength at 292 pounds, he is an impressive, impressive kid. If it all comes together for him, which, I mean, again, I think we've said this for a while, it's hard to doubt Sean Spencer at this point in time. I don't care what you hand him. If he's 292 pounds and he's big, fast, and athletic, Sean Spencer is going to find a way to reach him and find a way to coach him up so that when he's a sophomore, junior, senior type, he's ready to roll. And Joseph Darkwa, from just physical standpoint, his upside is pretty huge.
Yeah. I mean, Joseph Darkwa looks the part for sure. But, you know, one of the things James Franklin mentioned is that he hasn't practiced more than twice in a game week ever. Yeah. I mean, that's just, I mean, it's unheard of for a college football recruit, but then again, he's a college football recruit from Germany, not from New Jersey or Pennsylvania or somewhere else in the United States where obviously high school football is treated in the same way college football is in terms of practice and all that. So big adjustment for him. You know, I think that even things like hitting a blocking sled are probably a little bit foreign to him at this point because it's just not something he's done before. So you're going to have to get him up to speed on all that stuff, and it will take some time. But he definitely came to campus prepared from a physical standpoint. That's all you can ask.
And both of these guys, again, if these guys are factors on the depth chart, I would be surprised. But, you know, when you get to the bottom of that defensive tackle depth chart, which James Franklin said he feels good about, then I think maybe all bets are off. Speaking of defensive tackles – I don't know whether, you know, Bob Flounders did a little projection for week one, has Antonio Shelton as your starter next to Robert Windsor inside. We'll see if that's the way that it plays out. If he's able to hold off PJ Mustafa, or if they're, you know, how that arrangement works out. But James Franklin talked a little bit about, you know, where they got Antonio Shelton, how they came to have a relationship with him, and how he's developed since he arrived on campus.
Yeah, it does feel like a while ago, but a couple things. Yeah, I told you. You know, we were tracking Antonio for a while. He was one of those guys more like an old school recruiting process where he had a strong senior year. If I remember, he was committed to another school in the Big Ten. Tim Banks, obviously, we hired, and he had some awareness of him as well. And, you know, we were able to get involved with him late. I remember we met him and his mom at a, I think it was a Buffalo Wild Wings, I want to say maybe in Columbus. And things just kind of got rolling, and he's a smart guy. He's really strong. He's worked himself into a really good athlete. We're pleased with where he's at. He's about 314 pounds. He can run. You know, we're excited about, you know, what he's going to be able to do for us this year.
314 pounds for Antonio Shelton. And we've painted him in this light where Robert Windsor has the ability to penetrate and do those glory work type plays where he makes plays in the backfield. I'm not sure if that's going to be Antonio Shelton. I'm up for being pleasantly surprised by him, but he seems like a guy who's going to really hold the line there. And there's value in what he brings to the table, Greg.
There absolutely is, Dusty. Antonio Shelton's a guy who's waited his turn. He obviously saw some snaps last year, but Penn State didn't do as much rotating as maybe it has in years past. Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens received a lot of the snaps. Yes, Shelton did play, but he's going to see more reps this year than I think he has during the entirety of his career. So this is a big opportunity for him to step up, likely become the starter for this Penn State defense, and really shine. Now, Robert Windsor received a lot of offseason praise. He is going to, you know, probably face some double teams, which could give Antonio Shelton some more opportunity to bust into the backfield and make plays. But I think they need not just a starting caliber role from him this year. They need a big all Big Ten level play out of him, because, you know, we look at PJ Mustafa and some other guys, they have some talent here, but it's not necessarily a deep bunch. I'd say they're going to struggle to fill a three deep. So because of that, Shelton needs to step up, play a majority of the snaps, and be very good doing so.
Sticking with defensive tackles, sticking on the defensive side of the ball, I think the secondary is a big point of emphasis moving forward, especially that safety rotation. You've heard from Jonathan Sutherland, Lamont Wade, Jaquan Brisker. You've heard good things about each one of these guys. So figuring out how to piece that puzzle together is going to be interesting. Here's what James Franklin had to say about Brisker, who has arrived, and he's been a pleasant surprise, I think, all around.
Yeah, you know, good. He's long, he's rangy, he's athletic. He's a details guy. I've been really impressed. You guys have heard us talk about championship habits. I see him doing little things probably earlier than I would anticipated. Little things, the ball's on the ground, he's scooping and scoring. He's got positive energy with his teammates. And I've been impressed with him. I really have. As you guys know, the guys that have come out of Lackawanna, we've had a lot of success with them. Coach Duda does a great job. He's come in prepared. So, you know, we'll keep testing him. Obviously, getting in the stadium will help get him some more live work. That one live period we had today will help too.
So the live work is helping, which you would hope would be the case. I still don't know that you can really differentiate based on words alone how to put Jaquan Brisker in the mix with Jonathan Sutherland and Lamont Wade, because they've all drawn some praise. But I think with Brisker being ready, being a student, being prepared, and I think flashing the physical attributes that he's flashed so far can only help his cause. And you know, one of the big questions is not just who's going to start at safety opposite Garrett Taylor, but how do they divvy up reps, and how many reps does Jaquan Brisker command right away? Because, you know, as we heard from James Franklin and what we saw from his stat line last year at Lackawanna, he's a guy who just seems to have a knack for making things happen back there. Turnovers, big plays, that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, his stat line at last year at Lackawanna was very good. He was a junior college All-American for a reason. You know, the one thing that I always go back to is what Tim Banks said, though. And, you know, it basically was more or less like, it's not the same It's not the same playbook. It's not the same level of competition. It's not the same defense. It's not the same, you're facing a big step up here, and it's not a guarantee that everyone's going to make that transition the same. Does it help that he was at Lackawanna? Yeah, for sure. Could he win that job? Yes, absolutely. Do I think Lamont Wade will be the starting safety come week one of the college football season? Yeah, I do. And, you know, Jonathan Sutherland made some nice plays that we've seen so far. I think he's going to be in that mix as well. But the question is going to be this in my mind: which one of those guys gives you the best chance to be around the ball and make interceptions? Look, they've done just fine with having a guy that is back there and is more of a hitter and an in-the-box safety than he is a coverage guy. But at some point, I think you really have to find a safety that's a ball hawk and a guy that can make interceptions and a guy that can, you know, change the game for you back there. And I think that's what Tim Banks will be looking for as he goes into this season.
And I do think Jaquan Brisker brings the most to the table as far as that goes. But I think it's encouraging to hear that Lamont Wade has come a long way, too, since then. And speaking of Lamont Wade, Terry Smith, we'll see if we can get to another one of his quotes, but really short and sweet about Lamont Wade going into the NCAA transfer portal, exploring his options, and coming back. Here's what Terry Smith had to say.
No, there's no ice breaking. You know, Lamont's always been a part of our team. He wanted to explore something. We allowed him to explore it. He came back home. He's family.
So short and sweet from Terry Smith there, but not totally absent of substance. Like, you could read between the lines and think that he didn't have much to say about Lamont Wade, so there's some hard feelings. But I think he was just, you know, pretty matter of fact about, like, yeah, he went out, he explored what he did what he had to do, but now he's back and he's on our team right now. And as he said, he's family.
Yeah, you know, again, when you look at Lamont Wade's progress, I think we have seen him take some nice steps forward and has really, really become a guy who, you know, should be in line to realize his four-star potential this year and start. But it's not going to be an easy task, and the job certainly isn't going to be handed to him. So I'll be really curious to see how all that shakes out, Dustin, but it's going to be a fascinating battle back there.
Fascinating battle. I think that we're not going to get into any more of Terry Smith's quotes. We can maybe get into – he really got into some of the meat and potatoes of what it's like to play cornerback, what they're looking for, inside coverage versus outside coverage, playing in bad weather and having to be reactive and that kind of thing. Had some good things to say about that. I'm sure we'll circle back to either James Franklin or some of his assistants moving forward. But the safety competition, it's one of the big headliners of the whole team. Definitely the defense, where on cornerback, Terry Smith's area of coaching, they're in as good a shape as any position on the roster. So there you go. That's James Franklin and Terry Smith. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and download the Keystone Sports app.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.